Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And Two for Tuesday is winding up, and Brian gets the last twofer. He's from West Chicago, and he chose Steve Winwood. That's While You See a Chance by Steve Winwood. So there you go. All right. Esmeralda has entered the battlefield. Maybe we'll get Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar.
Have we not gotten that one?
No. I don't know.
I don't think it's part of the collection.
Oh, no.
Too bad there's no add-ons and like...
Yeah, but that video is classic. I can't believe they didn't... Oh, Esmeralda, look! It's Skip Skipley.
What?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Skip.
How's it going?
What's going on?
Nothing much. How about you guys?
Oh, you know.
Was it much trouble getting here? The weather and all?
It was all right.
You're okay?
The Jets been through it all.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Welcome, man.
Thanks. Cedric the Entertainer says hello.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Wow. Right. We just wrapped up the month of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
There it is. That's it. There's Cedric the Entertainer.
I was hanging out with him last week.
I wouldn't know what he did unless he said it in his name.
That he's an entertainer?
That's right.
Be like, what do you do, Cedric? You're Cedric what?
You don't have to ask him that. Like, if you meet the guy, ladies and gentlemen, here's Cedric the Entertainer. You don't have to say, what do you do for a living?
Right.
He's an entertainer.
It's like Nick the radio host.
That's right. Well, thanks for coming, Skip.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
For unretiring.
Congratulations, by the way, on the Walk of Fame induction.
Oh, you heard about that.
I did. It made its way through the jet.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Listen, let me ask you something. Was Meredith Vieira impressed?
Which I haven't talked to her since our spa day.
Since your spa day?
Yeah, we went to the spa.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. You're very welcome. One of these days I'll bring you out to the game show host Hall of Fame.
Oh, that would be so great.
We've got replicas of the Wheel of Fortune, the Gong from the Gong Show.
Wow, the Gong from the Gong Show.
Yeah.
You can put on a paper bag.
That's pretty. I could do my unknown comic bit. So, all right, Skip, should we do the thing with the thing on the thing? All right, this is based on the TV show from VH1, Pop-Up Video, and it's just a board game version that was given to me by a listener at one of my film club screenings, and I thank her for it. And we play it, and it's one card dedicated to one song/video. One side of the card is about the video itself. The other side is about pop culture stuff related to that song or video. Okay. Are we ready to go, Skip?
We are indeed. Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Please sing a line from U2's Where the Streets Have No Name.
Okay. I want to run. I want to hide. I want to tear down the walls that hold me inside. I want to take shelter from the pouring rain where the streets have no name.
Bono?
That's right, man.
Bono just left.
He just walked and he left.
Whew. Yeah. Closed my eyes and I was like, can't look at him.
Yeah. Mary Vanderbilt was very impressed with that.
Oh,
is that? I heard it through the doors.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm half Irish.
And he had his mullet for a while.
Yep. And I did have his mullet.
Right.
When that song was out, I had his mullet. No, when the streets had no name, he got rid of the mullet. He had the mullet for Unforgettable Fire and Live Aid.
And first half of the show, you always put on makeup like that alter ego he had.
Right, yes.
Was it Mephisto?
Mephisto, yeah.
Yeah,
and I put the sunglasses on, and I have the same silver jacket.
Mm-hmm. I was seeing you here running around.
Yeah. Yeah.
The things you do to prep for the show.
I'm telling you, man.
That's why you're a Walk
of
Famer.
That's exactly why I'm getting the plaque.
That and your eating challenge prowess.
That's right. All right. What?
Esmeralda, the rooftop performance in this video is an homage to a 1969 concert staged by what British foursome?
The Beatles.
That is correct.
They go so far as to even say British foursome.
Wouldn't it be funny if I said what was the name in the on The Simpsons?
The B-sharps.
I was like, the B-sharps.
The B-sharps. God, that's a good episode. Remember when that show ruled?
Mm-hmm. I forget which festival it was, whether it was Riot Fest or Pitchfork or whatever, but for April Fool's Day, they announced, like, here's
Wild
our next
Stallions.
Festival.
Wild Stallions.
Yeah, it was Riot Fest.
Yeah, that was great.
It was Riot Fest. I'd go see Wild Stallions.
For a second, I believed, and I was like, how'd they get Keanu to show up? I'm like, cool.
Well, Keanu was in a real band.
Yeah,
he played bass.
Don't go too far on
okay.
that.
Wow, is that going to be connected to this?
I don't know if it's this card.
It's somewhere in the pop-up video realm. All right, what have we got now?
Mr. DiGiulio.
Yeah.
Bono initially named himself Bono Vox.
Yeah.
Which means what in Latin?
Voice or vocal. Voice.
I need a little more.
Voices?
Bono initially named himself Bono Vox, which means what in Latin? So it'd be two words.
Oh, it's two words.
Something
I don't
voice.
Know what Bono is. Single voice?
That is incorrect.
What is it?
Good voice. Bono Vox is okay. Good voice.
I don't know. I didn't take Latin. What the hell?
Sorry.
Hell, man.
Gosh. All right. Thought Bono would have told you when he was in here.
Well, he had to leave. This guy's going to an eating challenge right now. Need a bunch of corned beef.
I was going to say that, but I thought, no, it's too.
Oh, come on. I'm half Irish. I can say that.
It's too on the nose.
All right.
Esmeralda,
yes.
In what quote-unquote shaky city does this video take place? In what quote-unquote shaky city does this video take place?
In L.A.?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. I was thinking San Francisco, but...
All right. Boy, Esmeralda's got the lead.
Mm.
2-1. She's killing me, Skip!
Man, oh, man.
Good thing I know nothing about you two.
That's right.
I don't see any more questions that really tie into them.
No, they won't tie into you two. Are you going to ask me a French question now? You got Latin out of the way.
Coincidentally,
Oh no.
First question for you. What all-American band sang Horse with No Name?
How can they put the name of the band within the clue? How? America.
I just read them, man. I don't write them.
Because then they think, oh, they wouldn't do that. So it's probably something else.
Trickery.
Sometimes I wonder if the VH1 people are blowing weed when they write these questions. British foursome.
Esmeralda, what is the only Beatles album that was not produced by George Martin? Not multiple choice, unfortunately. What is the only Beatles album that was not produced by George Martin?
That's a good question. Oh, yeah, I know this one. Yeah.
Was it Let It Be?
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a break?
Oh!
In traffic.
Esmeralda's killing me.
Three to two. Never get any winnings in this one.
You'll get a 5-pound steak.
Yay!
That you have to finish in 15 minutes.
That's okay. I can do it.
Brian from West Chicago, this is his second twofer. Steve Winwood, Valerie. I'm glad he didn't choose Roll With It. I can't stand that song. Roll with it, baby! That was like Steve Winwood came in and just left.
Yeah.
He was hanging out
again,
with
him. Again, I close my eyes. I just do that every so often and then go, oh, someone's in here, a famous celebrity.
He and Bono are hanging out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They're going to go get...
They're gonna eat
five giant pancakes.
They're hungry.
Hey, look, Skip Skipley came back from retirement.
Oh, good.
I was just walking Wynwood to the Jet.
Oh, oh.
We're going to go to the Diner Grill after.
The Diner Grill. Is the Diner Grill back open?
No. Well, for them it is.
Right.
It's a secret.
No, no. I mean,
for real, no.
It's not. They didn't open up since the fire? Have they reopened?
No, I don't think they have.
No.
Come on, man.
Well, go yell at them. I don't know what you want.
Well, I don't go there anymore anyway.
What do you want?
I'm sober now, so I don't go to the Diner Grill. All right. Hey, Skip. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Where are we now? It's Esmeralda 3, Nick 2.
And it's back to you, Mr. DiGilio.
What
this
happened?
Is multiple choice.
Okay, and we're still on the U2?
That is correct. We are still on the U2 card.
All right.
Who actually sings for Natalie Wood in West Side Story? Was it Marnie Nixon, Cheetah Rivera, Shea Rivera, or Leslie Gore? Who actually sings for Natalie Wood?
Well, I'm gonna go with Cheetah Rivera.
That is incorrect.
Who is it?
Marnie Nixon.
Yeah, like how am I gonna get that? I don't know. Natalie Wood, very convincing as a Puerto Rican.
Well, you were yelling at me because I didn't know. The Jets and the Snakes or whatever they were.
Sharks.
Sharks.
You the text messages from John Hansen if you keep that
yeah.
up.
Yeah. And you said like snakes and cobras is what you said because it was two snakes.
Garden snake.
Oh, man. No, but I mean that's an obvious one. If you've ever seen West Side Story, how the hell are you supposed to am I supposed to know who why is that question on the damn card?
Everybody knows it's Marty Nixon. Wow. Did you see me in the camera going, one?
Oh, you're helping me cheat?
I was trying.
She was so impressed with your
interpretation
of the song.
I was so impressed I knew the answer because I rarely know these.
I had no idea. Yeah. And then she comes on, everybody knows that.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Well, when I know, it's like, wow.
It's common knowledge. Come on.
All right. I got confused. Sorry. I got confused by the ethnicity of the person. I don't know. I chose someone who could have been Puerto Rican to sing for Natalie Wood. They want to get some sort of authenticity to it.
Well, Marnie put that little weird, you know, she kind of had a little accent in there.
Yeah.
She tried.
Yeah. I know. All right. Well, thanks, Mary. Okay. All right, what happened now?
Now we go to Esmeralda.
All right, Esmeralda.
You can take a
commanding lead.
No, it's not multiple choice.
No, though. In what bar do the tenants of Melrose Place hang out?
Wait, say that again?
In what bar do the tenants of Melrose Place hang out?
I have no clue. I didn't even know they went to a bar. I was going to say Peach Pit, but that's not right.
No,
that's
a 90210, Hills. Isn't it? Yeah. What is it?
Shooters.
No, never watched.
I watched Melrose Place for a little while. I don't remember Shooters though. Is it Melrose Place because they were on Melrose? They were on Melrose filming the video.
It ties into the Los Angeles.
Yeah,
because
they were on Melrose. Yeah, when there's a special
guest star. What's her name?
Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear. Yeah. I learned that listening to the show last week. I did not know that she was always a special guest star.
Always a special guest star. That's right. That's how she was billed. All right. So that's it for this card?
That was it.
All right. 3-2, Esmeralda. Now, Dave Ennett and his psychic feline army.
They're getting ready.
All the cats are ready. They're all lined up on Michigan Avenue. Prepare to hear the old-fashioned New York garbage cans clanging all over the city. Because Esmeralda is going to sing. All right, what do we got?
She's going to sing Man Eater by Hall & Oates.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. That's all I got.
Very good.
Thank you.
The cats went nuts. They actually jumped up 7 stories.
Landed on their feet.
And landed, of course, they landed. That was good. All right, so this is a little Maneater Hall & Oates questions.
Yes.
Oh boy, mustache
comes into play later.
Of course it does. All right,
Mr. DiGilio, what "quote unquote" man-eating animal appears in this video?
That's not multiple choice.
Nope. Sorry. What man-eating animal appears in this video?
Well, I'm not getting any help from Mary. She left the traffic cuts.
She's gone to put a costume on.
No, I'm going to say leopard.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
A panther.
A panther.
Good guess.
Man, I'm getting smoked here.
Sorry, I had no clue.
Like Gouda. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it.
Esmeralda, which is Daryl and which is John? Is Daryl the one that's tall and blonde or shorter with dark hair and a mustache?
All right, hold on.
Is Daryl tall and blonde or shorter, dark hair, and has a mustache?
Daryl Hall is the blonde one.
That is correct. Daryl Hall is tall and blonde. John Hoetz is shorter, has dark hair, and a mustache.
What the hell kind of question is that?
I had to think about it because I'm like, what is that show? Daryl's House.
Yeah.
And I know it's the blonde guy.
Yeah, that's him. Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, here you go, Nick.
Yeah.
This will make you feel better. Hall & Oates guitarist G.E. Smith.
SNL.
Was the leader on what late night TV show?
That would have been great. It's like, before SNL, who did he play?
Yeah. All right.
That completes that side of the card.
Oh, okay. We're flipping it?
We're flipping it.
All right, here we go.
Flip you for real. Esmeralda, what species is Chewbacca?
He's a Wookiee.
That is correct.
A Wookiee.
And now I don't think I have a way to win.
Ooh. Good.
It is 6-3.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm getting killed here.
Yeah.
You know, look at this in a gimme, no less.
And here's the other weird thing. Both of these cards are by artists that I adore. So and songs that I love. Mm. So it goes to show I'm an idiot. All right.
Name the fictional town terrorized by man-eating shark in Jaws.
Amity.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, let's find out what's happening on the opening bell, and then we'll get to the end of this massacre. All right, here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about college education funding. How soon is too soon to start saving for you or even a relative? And today is National Equal Pay Day. We'll be talking with one of the founders and CEOs of the organizing people behind this. Equal Pay Day, next on the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
All right, where are we? How many questions do we have left?
We have two left, both multiple choice.
Okay. Whoa. So I can't win. Yeah. We'll just say that right now.
Good.
Multiple choice on both.
You're really
both
humble.
Never win.
You're a humble winner. That's really it.
Never
man.
Win.
All right.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl were characters on what sitcom? A, Newhart.
This is multiple choice?
Yep. Wait, who is this for?
You.
Oh.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl were characters on what sitcom? A, Newhart. B, The Bob Newhart Show. C, The New Bob Newhart Show. D, Bob.
What was the second one?
The Bob Newhart Show.
What was the first one?
Newhart.
Man.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
B.
That is incorrect.
No, it's Newhart. It's the first one.
Just the first.
Couldn't remember. What.
No, it's Bob. Oh, man.
Shut your mouth, DiGilio.
No, I'm laughing at the choices, not the fact that you didn't know.
I believe
know
the word you're looking for, Esmeralda, is scoreboard.
What?
That's what you say to an opponent. It's talking trash, even though they're losing.
Oh, because then scoreboard. They look at it?
Oh. No, I wasn't talking trash. I was laughing at the stupid... The stupid choice, Bob.
All right, very quickly. What roles did Ron and Nancy Reagan play on a 1958 episode of the TV show General Electric Theater? A, American Indians. B, the President and First Lady. C, Hamlet and Ophelia. D, Pilgrims. What role?
Oh,
where's Carol Amari when you need him?
What?
What role did Nancy Reagan and Ron play on a 1958 episode of TV show General Electric Theater? American Indians, the President and First Lady, Hamlet and Ophelia, or Pilgrims?
Pilgrims.
That is incorrect. They played American Indians.
Of course they did.
6-4, you beat me.
Yes!
Wow.
Never won.
Oh, man. Where the hell did you find those cards, Skip?
Just read them.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Wildcat card. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Wildcat.
That's exactly right. That's my high school. That's my high school, the Wildcats.